Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Today, it is 3 o'clock on this cool but sunny day here in Atlanta. We are honored today, as you guys have all been awaiting to have. We have a special guest on our show today for you. She is running a little late to get into the call, but we also have another special guest here to help co-host, and it's a surprise to Ms. Valerie today, and Ms. Valerie will be speaking on her new book, author of Your Business is His Business, and she's also the CEO of B&J Foods. But we also have Brother Steve here today to speak on his book also, Turn Your Ideas into Cash, and to help co-host today as a surprise to Ms. Valerie Carter. How are you, Steve?
Good.
I'm glad to have you here today.
Glad to be here online today.
It seems like Ms. Carter is running late. In the meantime, let's hear a little bit about what's going on with your book.
Well, the book is doing good. I want to say hello, God blessings to everyone out there listening to our radio broadcast, everyone out there in Atlanta listening to us right now. We thank God, and just want to tell you that we're enjoying this wonderful sunny Southern California day, 91 degrees outside yesterday, and we're looking for another scorcher on the day and having a great time, Galithia. I'm excited because it's just like Turning Your Ideas into Cash, which is my new book, and it's out, and we're just excited about that, and I'm excited about my mentor, Ms. Carter, coming on the line today, and we're just having a good day already.
Awesome. I hear that your book has sold out, and you have new orders that are having to be produced because it's such a hot book right now. So tell us how that's going.
Well, that's really great. We have sold out. We had a whole shipment of books made and didn't think I was sell out so fast, but it was hilarious because when we had the book shipped to the East Coast, we had a book signing party at my mom's house on Christmas Day, and the people came out in droves. I mean, I was literally shocked and surprised myself, and it got to the point that even after Christmas Day, on the following day, on Sunday morning service, people were coming up to me and saying, "Hey, I heard about the book. Do you have any? I said, sure. I had some more there, Sunday morning service. And then it didn't stop there. People started calling my parents' phone and saying, "Hey, I heard about this new book. That's how I want to get one, too." They started coming by my parents' house, dropping money off there to get a copy of a signed book for me. And then it got even crazier when I got a call from the mayor, and I didn't know it. So I said, "Well, you calling my dad?" He said, "Yes, sir, I want to talk to your dad." I said, "Okay, I tell you what, he's not here. Call back later. And leave, matter of fact, you hang up and leave a message." He said, "Okay." And he hung up, called back, and left a message on my dad's voicemail. My dad came to me and said, when he came home, he said, "Do you know who that was?" I said, "I don't know who that was. Somebody called for you?" He said, "Steve, that was the mayor." "Oh, my God." He said, "He wanted a copy of your book. You need to sign a copy and leave a copy of your book here." I said, "Okay, cool." And it's just been doing phenomenal. And even schools and people are calling, trying to get a copy of it. And we had to put together a DVD to go with the book. So we're in the process of doing some great, great things to really make this exciting happen.
So what would you say is the key idea inside your book that's drawing so many people to it, to make those ideas turn into cash? What would you say was some of the key ones or one of the best ones?
Well, one of the key things is that oftentimes people get how-to stuff and how-to books and how-to information, but no one is really telling people how to do it, how to start tomorrow with $5. Everything you go to, you always see, you know, it's a kit fee. It's $29.95 to get started. It's or even more. Sometimes people say, oh, it's going to be $89 to do this and that. No one is telling people the facts. Here, start with $5. Everybody can afford $5. I don't care how low you think you may go. Everybody can afford $5. And what we came up with, the principles were very simple, day-to-day process and everyday principles that you can start with literally nothing and make something happen. You can build, you can grow, and you can enjoy. And we set it up where people have to start with where they are. Take the book, get the information, read it. You can get it on brosteve.com, my website, brosteve, B-R-O-S-T-E-V-E.com. You can get it on my website. And it's based around simple principles of starting from where you are to start taking your idea from your brain to the bank. My friend was sitting up in the church choir, and while he was sitting up in the church choir, he came up with this incredible idea. And the idea was to very simply find a way that he can keep his pages together and put markers in his hymnal books. So while the preacher was preaching, he said, well, I need to find a way to kind of mark my hymnal books. And what happened was he kept working at it. And next thing he knew, he went to work the next day, and he came up with an idea that I can come up with a piece of paper that I can stick together temporarily and take it off when I'm done with it. And he created Post-it notes. So my friend Arthur Fry created Post-it notes from an idea. So very simple things, and people always say, oh, I got a great idea for something. But then when they call these companies, these submission companies, they want this, they want that, they want the rights, they want that. Then people are just discouraged. They just say, you know what, never mind, forget it. And they walk away. And it could be that idea that changed the world. Look at the guy who created Facebook. He came up with a simple social media idea that says, you know what, I can find out a way to hook up a dating service for people in college at my university here in Boston. Well, that hit the world. Other colleges got on board. Now other people got on board, and now it's working. And we even tell you how you can make money online. My mentor, who got me into like another level of online business, where he averages $200,000 a month just making money online. And it's where you know, technology is going online. If you could get into the computer, get into the information, understand to know how to do what to do. We teach you in this book how to use YouTube, how to use YouTube to generate legal income online. Everyone wants to know how to. If you can tell me how to wash a cat, this is how you wash your cat. Now, or you can say, my cat has fleas. How do I wash my cat? Well, you sit up at your house at 10 o'clock at night, and it's 10 o'clock at night. It's 10 at night. Every vet in a 50-mile radius is closed. Your cat is itching. Now, people, I'm telling you, a big money maker is women, babies and children, and pets. Huge money maker. Because if I'm sitting there looking at mittens, scratching and scratching and scratching and scratching and scratching, and it's 10:30 at night, now it's 11:45, mittens and scratching, I got to come up with an answer. What am I going to do? I'm going to go on the internet, and I'm going to go to YouTube, and I'm going to type in how to bathe my cat. And someone's going to have a video, say, hi, I'm so-and-so. Here's a video, how to bathe your cat. If your cat is scratching, take your cat, make a nice little bottle of so-and-so, put them in the tub, put some oatmeal in there, let them sit in the oatmeal for 15 minutes, and it'll take care of everything. Simple idea, but guess what? You're going to go back to that person's page later on, and you're going to do what? You're going to subscribe. Because if you subscribe to that page, then when they say, here's how to wash your cat without oatmeal, every time they put a video up, you're going to hear what they got to say. They're giving out information. And that's what people want, information. I even got an email from the guy who created the internet. Him and I emailed each other. He created the internet. And he told me, this is how I created the internet. The internet really was not created from Al Gore. That's not where it came from. Internet was created back in the early 60s. And see, what happened was this guy, a friend of mine, he just created what's called packet switching. Packet switching was the technology that allowed people to connect computers from one server to the next server to the next server to get information. So notice that when you type in something on some person's website, or you go to Google and you type in this and that topic, give it a second and a half, and now it's connecting to somewhere in China or to a server in your community to get you the information you need to pull and yank to get you what you need. That's how the internet really, really works. So that's what this whole book is about, you know, how the internet works, how you can turn your ideas into cash. There's a guy in my neighborhood that we call him Mr. Christmas. Mr. Christmas. Mr. Christmas, and it's hilarious. Mr. Christmas goes around, and what he does is he sets up Christmas lights and Christmas decorations in our neighborhood. Yeah. Now, up the street, you know, it's a pretty nice neighborhood, okay? So he sets up Christmas decorations. Well, what happened was he created a job. That's why my father tells me, son, as long as they're making squeegees and buckets, there's no need for anyone to be unemployed. There's nobody. I mean, there's no excuse. You cannot come to me and tell me I can't find a job, I'm unemployed. Well, if you're willing to get a squeegee and a bucket, I guarantee you within an 8-foot range, you're going to find a window. Somebody's window needs to be washed. So, you know, you literally go outside, walk down the street within a mile. This is my mile. And go wash windows. So what happened was this guy said, you know what, this is what we're going to do. We're going to create this technology. We're going to make it work. So Mr. Christmas turns around. He hangs up Christmas lights. He does this from November, the 1st of November, to the end of January. He goes to your house. He pulls them out. He hangs them up. He comes back. He turns around. He hangs them down. He takes them down in the end of January. So he'll charge my friend, because my friend lives up there, he charges like $250 for that. But do you know how much money, Khalidi, he makes a season doing this stuff?
I can only imagine, but let us know.
Mr. Christmas makes $300,000 a year just
wow.
hanging up Christmas lights. So from November to February, that's when he works. So from February
right.
to November, what does he do? He vacations. He hangs out.
Right.
He has a good time enjoying his wealth because he created a job.
Right. Well, it's always about, you know, getting to the next level. You know, I would definitely say that, you know, when you want to do that, you have to learn to step out the box,
mm-hmm.
learn to have that gray area, not just that black and white area. That's where most self-made millionaires are made, and especially in times like these, this is when they are made, too, because this is the time that you're most creative. It is about 12 minutes past the 3 o'clock. We're still waiting for Ms. Carter, but I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back to see if there's some stuff I want to ask you. We want to pick your brain a little bit because you are a man of great success. Until Ms. Carter get on here, and we can kind of surprise her, you know, with her being your mentor also. But we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Stacey Mitchell at Self Support, Inc. We help establish better relationships by making professional cold calls for your sales and marketing efforts. For more information, contact me, Stacey Mitchell, Self Support, Inc., 770-814-8085.
Each one of us has our own sky map, which is determined by your date, place, and time of birth. Your own sky map or chart will tell a trained astrologer all about your life. I'm Toni Thomas, your astrology source. My number is 770-587-1910. Or you can go to my website at www.astrology-source.com.
Hello, I'm Kinnette Reed, owner of Kinnette Reed & Associates. We provide organizations such as yours a source for experience and need-specific outsourced training to improve employee performance, productivity, and engagement. For information on the ways in which we can supplement your organization's current training offerings, contact me, Kinnette Reed, at 678-344-6373 or visit our website at www.kinnettereed.com.
And we are back here on BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com. Make sure you come on to BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com. Brother Steve, we have today Ms. Carter, Valerie Daniel Carter, is running late for the call-in. Hopefully she can call in. We are trying to find out what is going on because we're actually really concerned about her. But she should be calling in so that way we can speak about her new book also, Your Business is His Business. But we do have Brother Steve here, who is also a mentor of the Miss Valerie Carter and a very successful radio talk show host in Los Angeles, California. For those of you that don't know who he is, he has a huge audience. He's on numerous radio stations. He has successful books he's written, and he's a guy that knows how to get out there. And I would say the true meaning of what our campaign is all about, from the hustle to the boardroom. So the lines are open if you want to talk to Steve, pick his brain a little bit. You can call in at 347-215-8709. You definitely want to join buildgrowandenjoy.com. Come on to our site. Our site is global, worldwide. You can speak to like-minded entrepreneurs like yourself, learn more, share best practices. So, Steve, you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Tell us, what inspired you to do what you do today as your profession?
God told me to do this 40 years ago as a kid. As a child, he put this in my spirit, and to get up every morning, excited to get up, can't wait to wake up to the next day, that inspires me, because when people come to me, I'm able to make other people happy. I'm able to make other people smile. That's the best job in the world, to make other people happy and make others smile, to create something that works. And, you know, like, I'm sitting up here thinking about my new product I'm getting ready to drop pretty soon. It's a major, major undercover project, but when we drop it, people are going to sit back and look. It's like, you've got to be kidding me. No, this is what we're doing. I was talking to one of my other mentor, my online mentor last night, and getting information from her and how to do it. Because literally, I mean, I get my brain gets frozen too. I get stuck. I literally sit there and I get stuck. And I'll say, this is what I need to do. Okay, this is what I figured out up until this point. Where do I go from here? And I get stuck, and I have to call somebody to help me figure it out. And I called one of my mentors last night, and on my way to church, sat in the car, and she laid it all out to me. This is how you do it. This is what you do. This is what you work with. And we figured it out together as a team. But, you know, the inspiration of making things happen is what inspires me.
Right, right. And I can only imagine how inspiring it is. I'm hoping that Ms. Carter gets on. I don't know what's going on. I'm not sure if you've spoken to her, but I did send a message out too, just to see what's going on. Usually, you know, they're, you know, on time and something must be going on. But I really want her to get on the air today as scheduled. But it has to be. I can only imagine. Just tell us the experience of how you and Ms. Carter connected, and how inspiring it is with her being such a successful entrepreneur, which I wanted her to talk to the listening audience, CEO of B&J Foods, which, you know, mostly everyone knows about. She's been in Fortune magazine, Black Enterprise, and her new book. I actually ordered a couple of copies, and I was reading the first chapter of it, and I was just moved by it. Just tell us how that experience is, just to be able to have her as someone to give you it.
You want to get your hands on this book. You want to get your hands on this book. The name of this book is called Your Business Is His Business. It's Where Favor Takes You by Valerie Daniels Carter. Go to her Facebook page. Join her on Facebook. Check her out on Facebook. Send her a hello message. This is a wonderful book. This book is for any entrepreneur who wants to do business, business with integrity, business with class, business with savvy. This is the book you want to read. The chapters are awesome. Ms. Carter is the president and CEO of V&J Holdings Companies, and she owns about 115 Burger Kings, Pizza Huts, Annie Anna Pretzel, Haagen-Dazs ice cream, and the list just goes on and on and on and on and on. She has she's been recognized as one of the top 500 women owned businesses in America. She's been in Black Enterprise magazine, top 10 black female entrepreneurs in America. The numerous awards goes on and on. But one thing that she inspires me is that her corporate philosophy is what's called Yahtzee. And it is very wonderful and it's very good. And it means you are the standard of excellence. And that's what her book is all about.
Right. It's just absolutely amazing, the things that are being said in there. And then what I like most about it is just it's more in a Christian way, Christian
right.
entrepreneurship. Which in
absolutely.
Everything that we do, we have to put him first. We have to put him first.
And you can actually, you know, Kalitha, you can actually go to Barnes & Noble. You can go to Amazon.com. That's right, it's on Amazon.com and get a copy
right.
of this book. It's got great chapters in here. It's called The Pastor as the CEO. It's a wonderful, wonderful
Uh-oh,
chapter.
Oh, wow, that was just,
it's,
oh my
oh,
gosh,
yeah.
that was a great chapter.
the beginning. You can see the beginning is another great chapter in this book. Another awesome chapter in this book talks about a lot of principles, a foundation-based dialogue, and the thought process. I mean, she's literally
right.
tell you how to do with biblical things, information within the book that will help you grow and build your company. And what we can do today, to all of our viewers out there, you can go onto my YouTube page, Brosteve TV, that's youtube.com/BrosteveTV, and there's an interview that I did with her live at the Church of God in Christ Holy Convocation, and it's a blessing, it's a joy, and you'll get a chance to actually see her on camera. And
right.
matter of fact, what we're going to do right now, we're going to go to that page, we're going to post it live right now on the Bill Growing and Joy site, and you can see the actual interview that I did with her. And she really talks about the principles of the show. She talks about the principles of her book and what it really, really does and how it really works, and it's a good information, and it really bless you.
Right, right, right. Yes, the link is actually in the chat for those that want to see that interview. It's a great interview, and also we'll get it up on the BillGrownAndJoy.com site for all the views, and you can go into the videos to also see it. Let's see. We have a caller. Let's take this caller really quick, Steve, and let's see what's going on. Is the caller there?
Tonight, my...
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
Ladies
and gentlemen,
where are you calling from? I just want to tell you this right now. I know who this is. There's only one voice like this in America and the world. It's got to be Miss Valerie Daniels Carter. You know, that's the only one, y'all. This is worth it right here. It's worth it all. Lord Jesus, it's worth it all.
Hello, how is everyone? And that can only be Steve.
That's it. That's it.
Thank you, Miss Carter, for calling in. Oh, my gosh. Well, we were just sitting here more concerned about anything. We were just like, oh, we hope she's okay, but thank you for coming in.
Not a problem. It's my pleasure to be with you all today.
Yes, we were just talking about your book to the listening audience, Your Business is His Business. Just let us know what inspired you to write that book.
Actually, I was inspired to write that book because I was really compelled by the Lord to do so, to help individuals that are seeking to either start a business or that are in business to understand that the passion and the drive that they have inside of them can be unleashed with energies that will allow them to be powerfully igniting in their own business if they so desire. And it was just a passion that I wanted to see people successful, but I wanted to see them successful with a high level of integrity and a high level of accountability towards their mission and their goal. So I put, you know, a lot of little nuggets in there to help them as they outline and strategize and structure, you know, their organization.
Right, right, right. I actually ordered a couple of copies, and one day I would love for you to have to sign one for me. There is a particular question that some, you know, people had, which is like, you know, I told them to get the book, but at the same time, I want you to tell them, you know, the book focuses a lot on effective strategies and best practices for Christian entrepreneurs. And that's what I was just speaking with Steve, that, you know, we always have to put him first in all that we do. Tell us about some of those strategies that are discussed in the book.
Well, I certainly want them to get the book because I outline a number of strategies that I used in order to start my business and that I continue to use even almost 30 years later that have sustained me throughout the years. And the principles surrounding each of those items that basically help you to understand how to matriculate in this environment, whether tough or an environment that is you know, somewhat easier than what we currently are experiencing today. But if you use those principles, they will guide you through, you know, some of the toughest times. As you can imagine, today we're experiencing some of the toughest times we've ever experienced in America.
Right, right. Well, how can everyone get a copy of your business's business?
Well, they can go to Amazon.com, certainly. We have a website that they can link into, ValerieDanielsCarter.com. So they can go to either the website or Amazon.com and put in your business is his business, and they will be able to get the book.
Okay, and then I also see, you know, I'm also a member, too, of your Facebook page. It's growing really fast. Can you tell them how to get to your Facebook page also?
That one, I know I'm going to let you tell them how to get to my Facebook page because you are, or Steve, I'm going to let Steve or you tell them how to get to my Facebook page.
I think you go to Facebook and you just type in Valerie Daniels Carter. That's Valerie Daniels Carter. Go to her Facebook page, request to be a friend. She has friends of integrity on that page. She has friends of who love God, who love business, and you want to go. And later on in the year, I'm sure she'll be dropping some nuggets about business tips, things about business. But make sure you go to Amazon.com. Get a copy of this book. You must have this book. If you are in business right now and you're not advertising, you're running a business in the dark. If you are in business right now and you don't have this book, then you're without your roadmap. I will not get on an airplane with a pilot with a CNI dog and sunshades. That's not happening. So I'm going to get on a plane with a pilot, with a plan of action, a roadmap. You got to get your hands on this book. Every entrepreneur in America, if you've been in business for 40 years, take a day off, take a mental health day, go to Burger King, go to Pizza Hut, go to Häagen-Dazs ice cream, get you something to eat, and read this book. You got to have it. If you're not on the way, you in the way without this book.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we're running out of time today, but Ms. Carter, I will be in touch with your PR person. I would love to have you come talk more about yourself on here, on the air, because, you know, so many people want to hear your story and hear how inspiring it is. Would you be willing to do so?
I'd be more than willing to do so, and I certainly appreciate you and Steve for taking time to share with me on today, but I'd be more than willing to do so.
And I will make sure that we definitely post this interview on your site also.
Okay. Thank you so much, and God bless you. And you all have a wonderful
thank
and blessed
you.
Day. And look for destiny because it's on its way to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
And that's Valerie Daniels Carter, everyone, V&J Food CEO, franchises, Burger King, Pizza Hut. Some of the other ones, Steve? I know Burger King and Pizza Hut are the main ones.
She has Häagen-Dazs ice cream. She has Annie and Pretzels. The list just go on and on. But I want to always remember that it's one theme that she always talks about, and it's Yahtzee. That's Y-A-T-S-E, and that means you are the standard of excellence. So in closing, I always like to say you are the standard of excellence. You remember that from Ms. Valerie Daniels Carter, a woman who's helped encourage my life. I met her years ago, and she went to my church, did her seminar and workshop, and they recorded on cassette tape, and I played that cassette tape at least 150 times because I learned from people who are doing what I want to do. From Hollywood, California, I'm Brother Steve. Go to my website, brosteve.com. That's brosteve.com. Or call me anytime, toll-free, 888-998-4677.
Thanks, Steve. And you guys tune in on Monday at 3 p.m. here on BillGrownEnjoy.com, WIDO 1570 AM, The Light. Have a great rest of the weekend. And thank you, Brother Steve and Ms. Carter. Have a good one.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.